Today's reading begins in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 18. I hated all my toil in which I toil under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to the man who will come after me, and who knows whether he will be wise or a fool. Yet he will be master of all, for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. So I turned about and gave my heart up to despair over all the toil of my labors under the sun, because sometimes a person who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed by someone who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What has a man from all the toil and striving of heart with which he toils beneath the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his work is a vexation. Even in the night his heart does not rest. This also is vanity. There is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also I saw is from the hand of God, for apart from him who can eat or who can have enjoyment? For to the one who pleases him God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he has given the business of gathering and collecting, only to give to one who pleases God. This also is vanity and striving after wind. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart so that he cannot find out what God has done from beginning to the end. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is, already has been. That which is to be, already has been. And God seeks what has been driven away. So in our first section, Solomon begins to lament the fact that all the fruits of his labor, everything that he has done, is going to be left to the enjoyment of someone who didn't have to work for them. And I think all of us understand the principle behind that, that if you didn't have to work for it, you probably don't appreciate it, and if you don't appreciate it, you might even squander it. He says this is a vanity and calls it a great evil. Not an evil as in a sin, but something that he considers to be unjust. He says, with all of this, even in the night, his heart does not rest. This also becomes a vanity. So in verse 24, he says, there's nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This is not a concept where he's saying, you know, be gluttonous and be a drunkard, but he's saying that enjoy the fruits of your labor, and God intends for us to do that. He intends for us to be able to have some enjoyment out of the things that we work hard for. Some versions, instead of saying enjoyment there, say, make his soul see good, just as a side note. And then he says, for apart from him who can eat or who can have enjoyment, for to the one who pleases him God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he has given the business of gathering and collecting, only to give to the one who pleases God. So there is a recognition that God blesses those who follow him. A little different for us. We don't know how God's providence still works for us today in detail. We know that under the old covenant, they were told that they would physically prosper if they were faithful to him. Specifically, as a nation, they would physically prosper. But nonetheless, we do recognize that all good things come from God. Chapter 3, those eight verses there are very commonly read, especially at a memorial or a funeral, for us to realize that life has all sorts of phases in it and all sorts of times. Times for laughing and crying, and times for mourning and rejoicing. There is these times in which different things are going to come, and it's a normal part of life. Then the last section of our reading for today has a little bit of an expounding upon those eight verses, and he points out that it is God that establishes the times, and his work is fixed and it cannot be changed. And the fact that as humanity, we cannot fully discern God's appointed times or even all of God's ways and thoughts. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken away from it. And God's already seen what has been done and what will be done. That concludes our reading today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.